Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
All right, let's storm the castle and start it off with Lamar on why he stayed away from voluntary OTAs this year.
I just wanted to stay away and just grind. You know, just want to come back and just see how I felt. I feel good. You know, I asked my guys how they feel if I stay home. They was like, you know, it's cool. You know, I want to get some chemistry. They'll tell me I want to get some chemistry. I'm like, man, we're going to get that regardless when we get back. And, like, when I first started off season back in February, James Prochet and Bate was out in California with me. And we were just hitting off back, like, just throwing passes, completing passes. We were looking pretty good. So I was like, chemistry going to be there when I get there for camp. So I was just good, just trying to grind.
Your thoughts on what he's saying there, Ed, because he did put on 12 pounds of muscle. Mm-hmm. It doesn't bother me that he missed OTAs. I've said it all along. Would have loved to have seen him here just because, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I would like to see him here because you wouldn't have this controversy. The people would be asking about the contract and stirring up quite as much as they did, but they are voluntary. A lot of quarterbacks don't show. You know, it's just, they just don't, and they don't have to. So he wasn't, and the fact is he clearly was working the offseason. Look, we've seen guys, including elite players like Terrell Suggs, come in fat, come in out of shape after a big year. You know, has a big year one year, comes in heavy the next year. We've seen guys come in out of shape and things like that, fail the conditioning test. He came in with 12 pounds of muscle on him, additional muscle that he didn't have last year. He looks like he's in great condition. He did work in the offseason. I think he's going to be fine.
All right, how about Lamar on whether or not he talked to the team about a contract extension?
Oh, we actually did. We did. You know, it's a conversation. That's all. We're just keeping it private.
So that was the one thing that, you know, I wasn't certain of, because it sounded like the Ravens had made an offer and they hadn't heard anything back from some of the people I had talked to, and don't know if you know, what his demands were, what he wanted, but they're saying contract talks are going on. Yeah. You know, I asked you the question earlier, do you think something gets done before the season? I mean, it'd be nice to see something kind of locked up, have this done, put it behind you, not worry about it anymore. But what are your thoughts on what he said there, that they've been talking?
I believe they have, and he's certainly not going to give you details about it. So there's not much you can do about it. They have been talking. By all accounts, they've been talking. Whether or not they talk every day, whether or not people, you know, return phone calls in a timely manner, I don't know. He's not going to talk about that. But we've seen this before. We saw it with baseball. With the lockout, they come in for a meeting. They have a 15-minute meeting. And they leave. It's insulting on there. So I mean, this crap happens when you're negotiating and people be able to play games. So, yeah, I mean, I believe they have.
Let's go to Lamar talking about on whether or not he plans on playing the rest of his career in Baltimore.
I expect so. Yes, I do.
Yeah, short and sweet. He wants to be here, so that's a good sign. He had an exchange with Coleman about who he's speaking to and whether or not it will continue into the season.
Is it you and Eric just doing the one-on-one talking? Can you take us through any of that?
We're having a conversation. So,
is it going to continue during the season?
We have a conversation.
Look, it's a great question by Jerry to find out, like, who have you been talking to? What are the... And it's even better by Lamar to sidestep that and just say, excuse me, we're not going to have any of this. Just having conversations.
Put it this way. They both did what they had to do.
Yeah.
Jerry asked a question, Lamar, you know, olayed it.
You can just go back to Rasheed Wallace. Both teams played hard. That's exactly what just happened. Yeah. Here's Lamar on whether or not he feels he's worthy of a big contract at this point.
Yeah, I think so. I still want my Super Bowl, though, but I think I'm worthy for it. And yes, sir, I do.
I think all that stems from the Bisciotti comments of Lamar wants to prove that he's worth it. And I don't know what more he has to prove. He won an MVP in year two. Obviously, nobody's happy about what happened last season, and even with the numbers being down, I go back to it. Still the best record in football before he went out for the rest of the year. You know, there's a lot to be said about what Lamar brings to the table and what his value is, but he's clearly worth being one of the highest paid guys in the league, if not the highest paid guy, just because of when his contract comes up. So that's at least that's how I feel. I don't know about you, Ed.
No, it's exactly what's going to happen. Look, he's going to be. He's gonna, as you, I think you said it yesterday. He's going to get the biggest contract ever, the most guaranteed money ever, which whatever the third was. But he's going to get something that no one else has gotten.
This next clip is the one that baffled me. It has the question in it, so here, let me play it.
So to be clear, would you still play week one if there's not a deal?
We're in conversation right now.
So one of two things here. Either this is going to be part of the bargaining, where like, hey, if you want me back week one and ready to go, I want a contract before the season starts, and he makes his demands, if that's how he chooses how he chooses to attack this. Or this is just him, you know, I'm done answering all these questions that are kind of the same questions over and over again. We're having conversations. That's in the conversation. That it could go back to the whole Marshawn Lynch, I'm just here so I don't get fined type of deal.
Yeah, and I'd be a little tired of the conversation too. The same question, because they did ask him contract questions for the majority of that press conference. In that 10 minutes, they asked him a lot of those.
Yeah. Next thing up for Lamar here would be on whether or not he'll be at training camp without an extension.
We're having a conversation about it. I don't know.
See, there's another one of those.
I don't know.
Those two things, those last two ones are the ones that threw me for a loop, just a little bit of him not possibly showing up for week one or for training camp.
He doesn't know.
We're having conversations about it.
Who knows? I don't know. Who knows? You know? I don't know.
Here, on why he didn't want to hold contract talks this offseason.
I was away, and I was, you know, I just wanted to grind. That's why.
You buying that?
The man just wanted to grind.
Cry it out loud. Let the man grind.
Let him grind. Damn.
All right, last one here on whether or not Deshaun Watson's contract had any influence on what he thinks he is worth.
Nothing at all. You know, I'm a man of my own. I don't worry about what those guys get.
Well, we got a lot of people that want to chime in. We've got some callers on hold. We want to hear from you as well on your thoughts on this. But, Ed, clearly Deshaun Watson's contract has influence on what Lamar thinks he's worth, because you're constantly comparing yourself to the other guys around the league, especially when it comes to getting paid. Somebody has to set the precedent for what everybody else is going to get after that, and it's just going to keep going up and up.
Obviously. The price was up and up. If they don't get it done before the season, I don't think they're going to, the way it sounds. So, so what? So he goes and he bets on himself, and if he does that, he has another, you know, season where he's in a conversation with the MVP. That's what I hope happens.
Tell you what, though, all those fans that love Lamar, support Lamar, he misses week one because he's holding out for his contract. That love will turn into disdain real quick. They will be upset and firing shots at him. Whether or not you use whatever leverage you have to get the contract you want, I think it's justifiable to do it. I don't like it. I don't like that business model, but I understand it. I don't know if you feel the same way, Ed. You're going to use whatever you have. It's like, you know, we talked about contracts here. You want to use leverage and say or prove that somebody else wants you or what your worth is. You start holding out and they don't have an answer for it. Well, maybe that does get them the most money, all things considered. All right, we're going to continue to take your phone calls here, 410-583-1057, calls and texts on Lamar's presser. You can text in. Joe probably won't read it, right? You're not going to read it at all, even if it's bad?
Got a couple.
Oh, you got a couple? Oh, well, you want to get? We'll get to those next. Let's do this. All right, because I want to hear these.
Shouldn't have said anything.
I want to hear the good and bad ones, 410-583-1057. I got Antonio, Dan in Middle River. You guys want to get in as well. We'll take your phone calls. That's coming up here on 105.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.